This episode is brought to you in part by Bluehost Hosting, the official web host of the NLCast Network. $4.95 per month gets you unlimited space, unlimited domains, and unlimited bandwidth. And from February 12th to February 16th, you can get hosting for as low as $349 even. It's a 42% discount. Visit thatstoryshow.com/Bluehost to sign up.
Hi, this is Kevin from Branson, Missouri, and you're listening to That Story Show.
Hey, this is That Story Show, the show that shares funny real-life stories from all over the world. This is episode 241, brought to you the week of February 10th, 2015. I'm your host. My name is James Kennison, and with me, as always, is John Steinklauber. How are you doing, John?
I'm super good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'd also like to go around the table and introduce my spouse, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right. You sound good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
Jen's still working on her mic.
My mic technique is perfect.
Flawless.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But thank that you, shows how awesome she is that she's still going to work on it even though it's perfect.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, first things first. I want to thank Jen for coming back on the show again. People seem to like you.
Good.
So,
because if they didn't like me, I might leave.
Yeah, you might cry.
I would cry.
Yeah, and then too. Leave.
Oh, man. Beard updates real quick. Mine is in the itchy phase.
Okay.
So, boo-hoo, but still.
Do all of us get to give beard updates or just
yeah,
you?
Yeah. Jen, you want to go next?
I don't have a beard. That's my update.
Oh. My mustache is growing nicely. I haven't trimmed it much, except for off the lip.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That, you know, it doesn't get in my food. But it's quite long. I have, if I wanted to, I could look like Colonel Sanders.
Wow.
The chin beard's a little pointy.
Bald Colonel Sanders, though.
Yeah, yeah. I like to call it follically challenged.
Yeah, you can call it whatever you want, Baldy. It's fine.
Wow.
Yeah. It's true.
It is time. It's that time in the service where we do the backstory service show, whatever.
Whatever it is.
My wife and I decided today that podcasting is the closest thing I get to preaching a sermon.
It is true.
Since I stepped down, 2 years ago for different various horrible moral failure.
Oh, gosh,
reasons.
James, really?
No, not
when
really.
When you say moral failure, people think somehow I've failed too. Even if it's just by association.
Jen couldn't keep him, you know, at home where he was supposed to be. But this is my service. And you, listener, are my congregation. What you have to be careful about is what I'm preaching on and what I'm asking you to accept in your heart.
It's not particularly life-changing. Or it could be.
Could be, just the wrong way, you know. Backstory is where we share a story from the last 7 days or so. And I'm going to go first, only because my wife came up to me today, and she says, James, does your update have anything to do with blah, blah, blah? And she named this thing, and I'm like, yeah, it has absolutely everything to do with blah, blah, blah. And she goes, darn it, now I've got to go back to this sucky one that I had. And I have a feeling if I let her go first, she might just steal it.
Oh, that would be a good idea.
So I'll go first. My son is, six?
He's six, yes.
Six, going on seven. He's in first grade.
Awesome.
He's a good kid. He never gets in trouble. Never, ever, ever. Like, ever. And they have this thing at school where they have green for good, yellow for you're in trouble a little bit, and red for you got to go to the principal's office or whatever.
You're about to get kicked out of school.
Well, the other day, he gets in the car, and he says, right away, he doesn't mess around. He just says in his quiet voice, Dad, I got on yellow. I'm like, really? And you know, a good dad would have been furious, you know, just like, why did you not? But me, I'm more curious because I'm like, what in the freak did my little sweetheart perfect sun.
Perfect.
Do to get a, you know, to get a yellow. He tells me, I have to, or he hands me a piece of paper and I read it. It's from his teachers. It's written in some hasty script. And it says something about how he has to eat lunch in, timeout lunch or something like
that.
It's
a timeout table.
Timeout table at lunch. Thank you, spouse. And, ooh. And, so he's, this is a pretty big thing. What did he do? What could he, did he hit somebody? I asked him, you know, did you spit on somebody? And she says, no. And he wouldn't tell me. He was really ashamed. And I thought it was because it was a really heinous thing. It turned out it was because it was a really stupid thing. He says, I kick cheese. And I'm like, what?
Cheese?
He says, yeah, I kick cheese. I said, why did you kick cheese? And I'm imagining that he took a piece of cheese and he kicked it ninja style and flew across the room or something. No, he says, it was underneath the table and I kicked it to this other girl and she kicked it back. And then a girl told on us. My friend told on us. And
Piper
told on us.
Kicking the cheese.
Because I was kicking cheese.
And, I totally would.
And I'm like, that's why is that such a big deal? He goes, because it was on some pizza. So there was a little bit more to it. But now
I never heard that. It was on a piece of pizza.
Yeah, the cheese was on some pizza.
And so they were kicking
but
pizza.
But they specifically reported cheese kicking.
That was what was written in his note,
yeah,
too.
He was kicking cheese. It sounds like something much worse than what it is. It sounds like some sort of drug. We caught your son kicking cheese. He was selling cheese to the kids behind.
It's first grader drugs.
He kicked it up a notch.
Cheese is a gateway drug.
So you know, my kid never gets in trouble. So the one time he does, it's over something absolutely ridiculously hilarious.
kicking
cheese.
Teachers must have just like had to do so. Like, this kid's always on green. We got to do something to keep him a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, he kicked a dairy product. Get him.
He's a cheese kicker.
He's a cheese kicker. And see, that's the thing. I'm worried. I've never had a kid that got in trouble. And parents that do have kids that get in trouble have to worry about this one thing, and that is your kid's getting labeled. You know, so they go to a new class and the teacher says, oh, that kid, he beats on people. He's a bad kid. And then that kind of follows them all the way up through high school. So my kid, I'm worried about him being labeled as the cheese kicker. He's a great kid. Can't trust him around cheese. Yeah.
Especially if it's on the floor and on some pizza.
So anyway.
I thought cheese was like the class pet or something. They have a mouse named Cheese, and he kicked it.
It makes a lot more sense. Well, the thing is, he sits at this table the next day, and or the next week actually, and he reports to me, and he's like, "Yeah, everybody there was like really bad. They had scars and tattoos and stuff. You know, bunch of fifth graders smoking cigarettes, and yeah." And the one kid tried to get everybody to talk, so they'd get in trouble. And he said it was still better. Because he had lots of room. He didn't have to sit shoulder to shoulder with a bunch of other kids. So I'm like, well, just don't get any ideas.
He's going to keep kicking cheese.
Where is some cheese?
Kick. Oh, my goodness.
Jen, you want to go next?
Sure. I don't know how I can follow that one.
Don't follow it too closely. There's cheese involved.
Yeah. Slip on it.
No, mine is not near as exciting. But I was at work today. I was in a phone call, conference call, whatever you want to call it, and got an email that the department head needed somebody from tax in their meeting. They're talking about something.
Okay, so you're in a meeting?
I'm in a meeting. I get called into another meeting that is already underway to answer a question.
A better meeting.
Not really.
Wow. Bigger, a bigger meeting.
It was a bigger meeting.
Okay.
So I go in the conference room, and the meeting's already going. Everybody's already seated. Sitting down
in the city,
and so I go to the one empty seat and I start to pull it up to the table, and this guy's like, no, you can't sit there. And I look at him, he's like, I'm sick, I have a cold. And so I start to kind of scoot away. He's like, no, you can't sit there. And he's like, you need to sit up there. He sent me all the way to the other end of the table because he had a cold. I'm like, why are you at work if you have a cold? And I don't plan to touch you. I don't plan to get close.
So you couldn't even sit next to him. Who was sitting next to him? I'm assuming he was close to someone.
Were people. He was kind of at the very end of the table. And so there were people on both sides of him. But nobody was on the one side. But yeah, somebody was on the other side. Apparently he didn't tell them.
This is not the reaction you're supposed to have when you have a cold.
No.
You know, if you have some life-threatening fungus disease that if don't touch me.
If you have the plague.
Keep your distance. I've worked here for 38 years and no one has ever contracted what I have. You stay away, ma'am. But
you're not going to be immune to this.
He was so concerned about your health. That's what I can't get over.
That was just
it's
bizarre.
It's more like he was concerned about what what effect you would have on his cold.
Maybe I seem like I had a cold.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's the mom of that cheese kicker. Yeah. Heard about him.
Anyway. You can't sit there. Your son kicks cheese.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
if my wife's stories ever have anything to do with work or boring things like that, it's because she's an accountant. So you guys have to just...
My work is awesome.
Forgive her.
Hey, I spared you the details of what the meeting was about.
Yes, and she did when she was telling me in real life, too. She's awesome that way.
I try to spare you a lot of details.
She does.
I'm actually kind of concerned. You said it was a tax matter. Were they trying to file a 1040 EZ over a 457-992 with the TPS cover?
They were trying to open a Canadian bank account.
Don't get her started. Don't get her started. Do it. Do it for 5 seconds. Go.
No.
Tell us the stuff.
Go ahead. Can't do it. I can't do that. This is.
Were they using the report that has the buy? What's
see,
it called?
See, you can't even make it up.
No, it's when.
Neither can
you're
you.
You're right. I can't.
All right, John.
The import tax tariffs with the. Okay.
Yeah. No.
I love technology. And, I have this new iPhone that's actually not real new still, but it is to me because I've migrated from Android to iPhone. So,
which is a good thing.
Good job.
It's great, but, you know, it's got this little switch on it that you can actually mute the whole phone with just the one switch instead of having to go through and do it through menu settings. And so I often use that and sometimes I forget to. And Jen, as you know, a lot of my stories sometimes wind up in the bathroom. So this is where this one's going. Just my apologies ahead of time. So I'm in now it's making it difficult to tell this.
Because there's a female.
Can you just plug your ears for a second?
Can you go
there's
step
a lady
out?
In the room.
Just pretend like I'm not here.
Can you go and check on your cheese for a minute?
Yeah. So I had to go. Number one, it's the one where you stand up.
And, okay, thanks.
I'd take a leak. So I went in and I was in my business, and it was a two stander one. So there's somebody that could stand next to you, you know.
Wow.
No option. You know, there's not a third.
So, two urinals.
Yes.
Okay.
Two urinals.
I had you in your own bathroom, and suddenly your toilet doubled, but they were connected.
Oh, yeah. I should mention that I was at a restaurant.
There you go.
Yes, I was at a restaurant, and I had to go to the bathroom. See, I got all nervous and stuff. and I was there, standing there, and my phone makes this really weird sound because I had forgotten to turn it off.
Is it like crickets chirping?
No. It was like I have this app that knows when you're near a store. Mm-hmm. And so it makes this old cash register sound. It goes, cha-ching. And I hadn't been in the store very long. So
real life Monopoly app.
So I'm standing there going to the bathroom and it goes, cha-ching. and there's a dude next to me.
I'm getting paid by the fluid ounce here. Yeah.
You know, this is just a common, you know, understanding. You don't make eye contact, especially when you're standing at the urinal. But this guy was looking at me through the corner of his eye. I knew he was. And I just tried to ignore it. But that thing just had to let out that cha-ching. And finally, I was like, you know. I'm lucky at the bathroom, I guess.
Lucky at the bathroom. I'm today's big winner.
Cashing in at the urinal.
That's right.
What happens when I pull the handle on this thing?
Cha-ching! Like that old commercial.
Cha-ching!
Cha-ching!
So that was an awkward moment, which, you know, fits well in line with my life.
Oh, yeah. You know, everybody at my kid's school is my daughter's school, the same one as my son, is convinced that Siri is of the devil. One of them brought in something and made Siri say, "You are possessed. I'm in your soul." And one kid got so upset that they were crying. And I know what it was. It's some dumb trick app, you know, that uses Siri's voice. And my daughter keeps coming home. It's been 2 weeks. And she's like, Dad, they're still doing it. There's kids going around talking about it's a spirit in your phone and it's supposed to take over your soul and all this. I'm like, it's an old lady. I saw her on a talk. She follows me on Twitter. Tell the kids the truth. But
this is a public school, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Devils are in the phone?
Devils in the phone, man.
Yeah, that does sound like a Christian school idea.
Yeah,
it sounds like a Christian school thing.
Well, their goal is to scare people, not to save people.
Yeah, so that's true.
There's a small difference. It's exactly the same outcome, but yeah. A little small difference. Speaking of outcomes, if you enjoy this show, and I hope you do, and you can do it, if you can support us, we'd love you to through Patreon for just a quarter a show, $1 a month. You can be a quarterbacker.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, but when you sign on, we'll read your name right there on the show, just like we did last time. So thanks to all our patrons. We appreciate you. And you can check out more about that at thatstoryshow.com/donate. And that helps pay the bills and helps me have an income, helps us do shows. So thank you so much. Wanted to mention also that you can buy a t-shirt. I thought mine would be in by now, but the tracking is all jacked up apparently. But nlcast.spreadshirt.com will get you there. And you can get your very own That Story Show t-shirt. It comes in black and black.
Can I get it in black?
You can get it in black, yes.
Okay, can I get it in really dark gray?
You can get it in any color you want. As long as it's black.
Wow.
Yes.
To rip off Henry Ford. Follow me on Tumblr. I'm doing drawings and stuff. nlcast.tumblr.com. We'll get you there. And it's pretty fun. Also want to mention my webcomic, Full of Wyn, WYN.com. It's fun. And if you log on this Wednesday, you'll get a amazingly shocking edition. So there you go. There you go. If you listen, that's it. No, there's not cursing, but there is a but. There's a but. Yeah.
Oh, you just gave away the spoiler.
I tried to avoid it, but I had to tell the world. So let's get into it. It's time for your featured story. This first one's from Steve.
Sneeve.
His name is Sneeve.
It's like Snape.
Sneeve Rodenberry. His story is called Real Life Mighty Mouse. And it's funny, I was doing show prep on the show. I was putting stuff in, and this one popped into my email and through the filters and all that. And I read it, and I put it right at the top and even emailed the guy and said, I'm putting this right at the top. Hello, it's Steve. You know, the homeschool guy with the jacked up pinky. Yeah, we remember you.
Oh,
that was bad.
I remember.
His pinky's still jacked up.
Yeah. He says about 2 years ago, we got a big gas grill. That's right, folks. A big ass grill.
Big gas grill.
Yeah, a big ass grill. That's what I said. Over the years, however, we began using. We began using our big ass grill less and less. Well, one night when my mom was in the backyard talking on the phone, she heard a noise coming from the big ass grill. She got a little startled by it. So she called for my dad to come out and see what was going on with the big ass grill. Rather than just opening the big ass grill, he decided to light a fire inside of it. And as he pressed the ignition button, he pulled open the cover of the grill. And as this happens, a huge rat jumps out of the big ass grill. Inches from my dad's face. It lands on the other side of the porch. Needless to say, my mom screamed. My dad, on the other hand, singed, "Here we come to save the day."
Flew out of there.
Flaming rat. I thought I'd share this story with you. Thanks for all you do. Your friendly neighborhood homeschooler, Steve. Steve, thank you for the big-ass grill story. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's grill.
That's the thing I love about homeschoolers the most, is they would write big-ass grill and not get
and not know
why that is funny. So he says, hey, he added this on right before the show. and I normally wouldn't do this, but it seemed important. He says, hey, if it isn't too much trouble, could you do a shout out for me? He says, it's to my friend Kimberly, who I'm going to the spring formal with. He says, and this is a little awkward, but we'll get to it. He says, I just wanted to thank her for being a part of my life and that I'm ready to get out of the friend zone because, he says, I love you with all of my heart. I've always loved you. And I want to hold more than your hand. I want to share my soul. So I thought that was a pretty important thing to share. Mm-hmm. Especially since he didn't say anything past being part of my life.
I was wondering why.
Hopefully they're both listening together live.
So wrong.
Wait, let me read the rest of it. Will you marry me?
Yeah, please.
That's what I was waiting for. And I'm like, I can't believe you put that on the show.
Would you marry me and my stinky pinky?
We don't spread rumors on that story show. We start them.
That's right. That's how we
ain't
roll.
That the truth?
This is a voicemail from Brittany. It's called Eyebrow Stitches. So listen up.
Oh, no.
See how it goes. And it's not playing.
Hi, James and John. This is Brittany. I got stitches in my eyebrow and they hurt. Bye.
Oh my gosh.
Was that really it?
No. Hold on. Let's see. Something's down. You had me for a second, though. You did.
Oh, maybe I should have used the voice filter for the telephone.
Let's see. TSS.
Excuse me. Sorry.
40. Okay, here we go.
Silently.
That was not eyebrows.
You had me for a minute.
Wow, it's a song, an eyebrow song.
That chick sounds like a dude.
And she's singing a song.
Isn't that the song about the gas he passes?
Yeah. All right, now for real. Finally, Brittany.
Again. Hello, it's Brittany again. I have another story for you guys. So, if you don't remember, I was the girl who had to get staples put in her head because she fell in a bathtub in Austria.
Yes.
Which was very fun, I guess.
I remember
and
that.
Recently, I had to get stitches in my eyebrow.
What?
Yay, it's the year of the stitches and staples. Not the best thing in the world, but it makes for a great story. So, I was at my dad's house, and I have an eyebrow piercing. I had. I guess. And
no,
I really liked it,
me.
And now I'm really sad.
Oh, no.
So
it's
we
gone.
Were doing some yard work, and I had just cut down the Christmas tree using an electric saw, and that went without a hitch. It was perfect, and we got it back to the house, and we were just looking at it. And then I said, why is that tree over there hanging like an upside-down parabola? And my dad's like, oh, well, it died
an
in the recent snowstorm. And I'm like, okay. Let's cut it down. Uh-oh. He's like, okay, yay, you get to use the saw again. And the saw actually kind of scared me, so I wasn't that excited about it. So he leads me over to where the stump is, and he's like, okay, I'm going to go over on the driveway and pull it away from the house. When I say go, start cutting into it. And the girth of the trunk was about the size of a small plate, like maybe 6 inches in diameter.
It's kind
so
of a big tree.
I start cutting into it. I get about an inch in. And the tree was so loaded with, you know, all the power and all the stress put on it by it hanging like that.
Because it was a parabola.
It immediately came up, swung at me, right at my face, and it took out my piercing.
Ah!
And I immediately fell to the floor and, like, started dying and bleeding everywhere. I mean, it was so bad when my dad found me. He couldn't even tell where the cut was. There was so much blood everywhere. And so, of course, he drove me to first a clinic in Everett, and they took care of me there somewhat. They just gave me a bandage, and then they sent me to the ER. And I ended up getting 16 stitches in my eyebrow that day.
16?
Dang.
Good times.
That's a lot of blood.
Did you find the...
Yeah, I never want to go through that again.
The eyebrow?
Anyways, thank you if this does make it on the show. I hope you guys have a fabulous day, and I cannot wait to hear your next show. Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye. She has stitches in her eyebrow, and you know what she did? What? I don't know why, but she sent me a flipping picture of it.
No! Ew. And I didn't, give me the cover show art. Huh?
I did not know. I did not have time to look away. But yeah, she looks like somebody just took a tiny little ice cream scoop and scraped it across her eyebrow for about an inch and a half.
Ah!
Yeah, taking all the piercing with her. Man, it seemed like such a good idea when I was 16. I don't know what happened. By the way, a parabola. I looked it up. It is the San Francisco or St. Louis Arch. It's an arch. It's an arc, and it usually goes down though.
Mm.
And there's all these things on it. So if you want to learn more about it, there are probably two of them on a McDonald's sign near your home.
Mm. So we're gonna,
it's parabola, yeah, or parabola, whatever you want to pronounce it. I am stupid and dumb, so I pronounce it that way. But anyway, it's an odd way to mention, you know, some sort of tree. I've never heard a tree described that way. It's just I call it a hangy downy when it's like that. Like the thing
the technical term.
Like the thing in the back of your throat.
Yeah.
You know? All right, this one it gets the middle school drama. It's Arlen from Vassar, Kansas. This is called Trapper Catapult. Before school, we are supposed to go to the gym so they can contain us.
That's good.
And most of the time, nothing major happens.
Oh, good.
But about a month ago, me and my friends were waiting for school to begin when Zebra, yes, the exact same girl from another story that I don't remember, came and stole my trapper from me.
Is that like a trapper keeper?
I guess so, but I'm going to go ahead and spoil it. They don't say trapper keeper through the whole thing. Mm. They call it trapper, and it sounds so wrong.
It does.
Keep thinking about Fox and the Hound for some reason.
Trapper.
I think some Canadian up there.
There was a zebra involved.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I think trapper was like a character in the thing, you know, Big Mama and trapper.
John.
Zebra came and stole my trapper from me, and I tried to grab it back, but Zebra had a grip on my trapper while laughing. That's a hard thing to do, to laugh and have a grip.
And be a zebra.
Oh. Yeah, that opposable thumb. It's hard to do. And managing middle school.
Yeah, the whole and time. Being trapped or whatever they are in there.
Yeah, contained.
Contained, they're contained. Trapped with the trapper.
Well, this zebra was laughing, but I managed to muster the strength to rip it from her arms. However, my body became a catapult to this trapper. And launched it into the air. This is information here, okay? All right.
It's physics.
Trappers cannot fly, and so it had to land. The more you know. This just so happened to land on my best friend's head. I mean, out of all the heads.
That is so amazing.
In all the world.
All the trappers.
So this trapper knocked him to the ground. Do you believe that story right there? That part?
Yeah,
I
completely.
I don't.
You know what the kids put in their trappers these days? I mean, come on.
Nothing like you put in a trapper keeper.
Oh, who knows? Anyway, it knocked him to the ground in the most hilarious way possible.
Oh, good.
In the most hilarious way possible. Not in a normal way. It was the most hilarious way. And you know what? They don't even tell us. Me and all laughed. Me and all laughed until the first hour bell rang. So they just laughed and laughed and laughed because he fell in the most hilarious way possible.
We don't know what that was.
The most hilarious way. I mean, there was banana peels involved. A monkey swung through. Somebody
a clown
dressed.
Came by and threw a pie in someone's face.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. These penguins were let loose. It was the most hilarious way possible. You'd think it would be just falling down because you got hit in the head with a trapper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hmm.
So I got to do a little research now and find out, is it just hip to say trapper now? You know?
I think so.
You're too cool for the 80s.
The Arlen, is that the story you're reading?
Yeah, Arlen.
He says that that is what it is. Mm-hmm. Trapper keeper. That is what it is.
So he was just being hip. He was trying to say, it's like my trapper to go, yo.
He dropped the keeper part.
Yeah, because I ain't keeping it because it's... I catapulted it, yo. I catapulted that trapper and right on my best friend's head. and he fell down in the most hilarious way possible. You wouldn't believe. You wouldn't believe how embarrassing it was. We laughed and we laughed and we laughed and all, me and all, until the first hour bell rang. And then then we stopped. So
because the bell had rang.
That's right. Don't matter how hilarious it is, there's times to laugh. But when that bell rings, yo, it's on. Get your trapper and go to homeroom. All right.
See, I was thinking trapper would be Australian. I don't know. For some reason, I pick an old guy out there with his head on crooked and whatnot. Trapper. Strapping things.
Yeah.
There, I don't know.
I don't think zebras are in Australia.
No, I don't think so either.
The zoo, I've seen it before on TV.
That's Madagascar. You can't count animated features as reality anymore. This one's called Isaac, or actually it's from Isaac. It's called Don't Mind Me.
Hey, That Story Show, this is Isaac from Connecticut, and I've got a story about the first missions trip I ever went on. I was a junior in high school, and I was going to be a junior leader for a trip for some freshmen, fresh out of middle school kids. We were all driving in some vans to get down there.
In the
back seat was me on the right, and then just to my left was a girl who we'll call Joanna, and to her left was a dude named Jake. And Joanna was getting a little uncomfortable. She didn't have very much leg room, but instead of doing the sensible thing and just leaning forward, asking the people in front of her, hey, can you move forward a little bit, she leaned back against Jake and put her feet up in my lap and was like, don't mind me. And I was like, how do I just get her to take her feet out of my lap? That's annoying. And I noticed she was wearing shorts, and so and so I started rubbing my hands up her legs, and I said, don't mind me. Yeah, she took her feet off my lap pretty quick and gave me plenty of space for the rest of the ride, and Jake thought it was hilarious. It was great. Yeah, definitely. Peace out. Love the show.
It was great.
I hate that mess. I know John does too. When these slightly cute girls think that they can just do whatever the heck they want and the guys around them will just let them do it because you're honored that, you know, my head is in your lap, you know.
I'm honored that you're invading my personal space.
No, it never worked for me, ever. I'm like, get off of me, Leanne.
That's your sister.
Yeah, I know. It's the only people that ever did it. So. Oh.
She's weird.
I was homeschooled for a bit of my life. And we did always have a van, you know, whether it was a minivan or a conversion van. And I know he's saying that you fit about three people comfortably in the back of those things, you know? And so I don't know. I don't know why. But I love that, you know, don't mind me. And then don't mind me.
Don't mind me.
Yeah, he went on to say, I had to cut it for time, but he said something about she ended up dating a friend of his, like seriously dating. And he says, you know, they're Christian kids, living in purity and all this. But he says, he told her, he says, I've actually touched more of her than you probably have.
Oh, wow.
So
don't
mind me. Daniel Lewis, this is called Black Socks, and I can relate to this story. Hey, James and John, Epic Beard Steinklobber.
Oh, thank you.
See, it's not to the point where they're referencing Jen yet, because the stories haven't started rolling in that mention you. So
you can have an epic beard one day, too.
I somehow don't want
Maybe that was her name. Maybe they were saying James, John, and Epic Beard.
Great.
Maybe they're just trying to make you feel, you know, like you're part of us. Mm-hmm. Kicking cheese, Mom.
cheese kicker.
I still tease him about it. I was like,
he does not like it either.
He hates it.
It's hilarious. Everybody else laughs.
We're sitting at the table. I'm like, guys, we got to talk about something that's really a big deal in our family, and everybody's being real serious and they're watching me. And I'm like, it's come to my attention that there is still some talk about the cheese kicker in our family, and he will just his head will just hit the table, and it's like, I knew you were talking about me. So, anyway, this is Daniel Lewis, Black Sox. Hey, when I was a teenager, we had a Cocker Spaniel that stayed in our dirt floor basement during the cold winter months. That's where dogs belong.
That's so kind.
Down there where the flipping Blair Witch lives.
The SPCA is going to be calling you.
Our dog would often get fleas, so we gave him flea baths regularly. Try to say that three times fast. Baths regularly. We were well into spring, and our dog had been back outside for a while, and I had to go down to the basement one day to get something, and I was in my bare feet. By the way, this isn't a dog poop story. John, you'll still like it. Anyway, after being down in the basement for only a few moments, I looked down and noticed that I was wearing a pair of black socks all of a sudden. I don't remember putting black socks on, I told myself. And then I felt the black socks biting me. It was then that I realized they weren't black socks. They were fleas.
There were that many fleas?
Yes, that can happen. That can happen.
Oh, my goodness.
They had completely covered my feet and half my legs. I ran upstairs and hopped up on the counter, but I put my feet in the sink and started going to town on those fleas with the spray hose attachment on the sink.
How is that possible?
It's great. It's gross. I could tell you stories about what fleas can do to an animal. Okay, it is insane. But anyway, he said, I felt like it was a scene out of a horror movie. The only thing missing was a voice coming from the house saying, get out. Like I was in the Amityville house or something. Well, thanks.
You need a voice. The fleas were saying it.
They were spelling it out. thanks, James and John. I hope this one made everyone cringe. This did happen when I was a teen, so I could tell the story in a middle school version. So here we go. Okay, so we had a dog, and it was a Crocker Spaniard, and it lived in the basement.
It was a Spaniard.
Yeah, he lived in it. Whatever. He lived in the basement in wintertime, but it lived outside in the spring, summertime, and fall time.
Okay.
He got fleas a lot, and we gave him flea baths like every day. One day, it was springtime, and the dog was living in the... It's so good. He's so spot on.
I thought you were making this up.
No.
I thought you were converting it.
He converted it, and everything he's doing is a takeoff of some real email that we've actually gotten, and that's what's great. So
Crocker Spaniard.
So it was springtime one day, and the dog was living in the outside, and I went in the basement. For some reason. And I didn't have socks or nothing on my feet. But this is not a story about poop. Lols. So I was down in the basement under our house. And I looked down and I thought I had black on socks. But I don't remember putting black on socks on. But I didn't have black on socks because the black on socks bit me. Because black on socks were fleas. So I ran back up to the upstairs, but on the first floor. Because remember, I was in the house, so I only had to go up to the first floor, not the second floor. I jumped in the kitchen sink. I used the sink hose to wash off the fleas and made all of them go down the sink, hopefully.
Hopefully
is a good one. It was like a scary movie, like someone was telling me to go away, like in that Anonymity House movie.
Anonymity House. Hate that one.
Absolutely great, Daniel Lewis. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Daniel.
A good one to end
what
on.
What was it? A cocker? Not a... The Cocker Spaniard.
It was a Cocker Spaniard.
I like that. Spaniard.
Crocker Spaniard.
Crocker Spaniard.
Crocker
I'm sorry.
Spaniard.
Pure joy. Pure
I
genius.
Like to cook things slowly in the Crocker Spaniard.
I will generate some socks for you. Oh, man.
Black on socks.
Oh, well, guys, if you have a funny life story like one of these, and it's typically the way it is, you hear one. And somebody will say, oh, man, that reminds me, because I get emails and they'll say, oh, you know, when you told the one about that zebra at middle school, that same thing happened to me. And then they will tell some story about a zebra in middle school. And it's great. So if you have one of those, feel free. You got three ways to send it. You could do it. You can type it up, send it to me. You can call it in, you know, an audio, or you could email in, you know, an audio thing. So text or however, The email is thatstoryshow@gmail.com, or you can call us 2095-NLCast. The best thing to do, though, is to visit the contact page at thatstoryshow.com for more information. We have some kind of our guidelines and ways to get your stuff up to the top. Like, you don't want to submit more than one a week, because we don't read more than one from one person each week, kind of deal. So there you go. thatstoryshow.com for more information. You can also record and send in an opener like you heard at the top of the show, just like Kevin did here.
Hi, this is Kevin from Branson, Missouri, and you're listening to That Story Show.
Yeah, so you can call that in. You cannot exactly type that in, but you can call it in or record it and send it in, and we'd love to hear from you in that way. I guess that's it, guys. Thanks, Jen, for doing the show with me today.
No problem.
John, you too.
Thanks, James.
And while I'm feeling a little sappy, you know what? I called John at 5 till, so it was like 9:25, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. And it was the second time today that I realized something amazing about John, is that John is like the perfect co-host.
What?
You are the most faithful co-host. I've been on plenty of message boards talking with other podcasters, and they talk about the biggest problem with their show is trying to coordinate with their co-host. And I've never had that problem. If anything, you're the one that's had that problem, because of my issues with depression and all that kind of stuff. You never quite know if we're going to do a show or not, and neither do I. And there's been times right at the minute I call you and I can't even talk to the people on Twitter and tell them, but you get on there and you do that, or you're ready to go if we're ready to go. And that's awesome. That is amazing.
Well, thanks.
So thanks, dude.
My pleasure.
I just gave you a thumbs up.
That's
all you're getting.
I gave one back.
Okay, cool. So I guess that's it then. That's our show for the week. Thanks for listening. Visit website. It's middle school time again.
Hopefully
you'll go to website, thatstoryshow.com. It used to be www, and that meant World Wide Web. You don't have to do that anymore because it's not in the 90s. But join the NLCast Network Immunity on Facebook, where my mom's at. It's a group, and it's at nlcast.com/group. And that's a /, not a /. /is for file names. / is for web addresses. Follow the show on Twitter at twitter.com/thatstoryshow. And review the show in iTunes or in your app or your iPhone, even though I use my dad's, or wherever you found us, thatstoryshow.com/iTunes. And now me. Thanks to our backers. Thanks to Rob Gobers for our theme music. Thanks for our story contributors, my co-hosts, and everyone who listens. And finally, if you have a funny life story to tell and nobody's listening, think I'm going to call that story show. We'll see you guys next week. You're more and more impressed by that every week, aren't you?
I'm just surprised every time.
Every time I use it, huh?
Yep. No.
Visit NLCast.com for other great NLCast Network shows.